What's up, everybody? I'm Luke with Ride Bikes More, and today I am in Southwest Houston with Carlos from Ciclistas del Barrio for a bike ride interview. But before I get started, shout out to everyone for tapping into all the social medias. Really appreciate all the love. And remember to cycle because it makes you feel good. Carlos, thanks for inviting me out to your ride. I know you took a hiatus for a little while, but now you're back.
Yeah.
Been wanting to come out and talk to you because Southwest Houston, for me, is a place that's a lot of fast cars. I wouldn't ride out here, but you're taking us through the back streets. Tell us a little bit about your cycling background and why you started this group.
I guess I've been cycling for like 6-7 years. I started mountain biking. I feel like most people start, like, they want their kids, but they don't really take it serious. But as an adult, like, I feel like, dude, I could go anywhere, you know? So that's why I love biking, mountain biking. That's how I started. But now I transition more like to regular biking. I guess I also have a little tricycle where I sell ice cream around the hood, around A-Leaf. So I used to always go through like the back streets. I know how to get to like places and stuff. So yeah, I started over here in A-Leaf or in Southwest. Sometimes we meet up at Brazewood and Fondren at the bike shop, but it's Southwest, like, because I know these areas. And also I didn't like driving all the way to downtown so I could bike, you know, like, and to get back late. It was just like, I like biking, but I don't like driving. So definitely I want to grow the bike scene over here. I love when the locals see us come by, they're like, man, they're not used to seeing bikes like that. They just like, they use it as vehicles. That's a perception, and I want to change that. Like, it's more bikes is more than just like going to work or just down around the neighborhood. Like, you could do so much with a bike, and that's I'm passionate about bicycles, so I love it. Over the 6 years, I've accumulated quite a bit of bikes. Like, I just love bikes. And then, like, you know, I have a lot that I could repair. I just don't have time to repair them, but I have a lot of bikes that I could easily, like, fix up and stuff. I feel like this is my calling, to get more bikes on the road. I love bikes, you know, I want to get more people into it. So that's why I have so many bikes. I have different types of bikes, like, for different types of people. So I love letting people use them, because I have so many bikes that don't get used, kind of sad. So I'm, like, being able to help somebody out. Like, maybe it's the first time, maybe you got a friend, and they don't know nothing about this kind of lifestyle or like riding. And I'm like, hey, just if you have a friend, hey, tell them to come. Like, I got a bike they could use. You don't need to like spend a lot of money for a good bike, $400, and you get a really decent bike. So I want to give them a good experience, like, on if it's gonna be the first time riding like this. So that's why like my bikes have lights and everything, you know. They're not lit up right now, but like, that's why they have lights, so they could look cool.
Any other messages for the cycling community?
Just keep riding your bike. Encourage more people, like family members, friends. It's not even about the groups, not like, it's whatever to me. So I just feel like if you're able to get somebody on a bicycle, give them a good experience, they're gonna want to have their own bicycle. And then I feel like it's a ripple effect, because that's how it started with me. You know, my uncle showed me, like, his friend from Colombia showed him, you know, and they mountain bike for real over there. So it's just like, it's like a ripple effect. Then I told my friend, my brother. You normally we got more people, but like I've gotten a lot of people like to start biking, to like buy their own bike. And they started with me letting them borrow their bikes, and they fell in love with it too, like me. They fell in love with it, they got their own bike, and now I feel like they're doing the same.
Any shout outs?
Shout out to Steve.
Shout out to Steve for holding the camera tonight. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I've done a lot of learning, and I love everything about it. It's sometimes hard. You know, I got life, but if I could do this every week, I would. Shout out to Ride Bikes and More. Shout out to Southwest Cyclaries. And also, if y'all want to go fast in A-Leaf, Southwest area, A-Leaf Southern Elite, they meet up in Sugarland. So they ride fast. We ride chill. So if y'all want a nice chill ride, we do Mondays. And then also on Sundays, we meet up at the bike shop, Southwest Cyclaries.
I can tell you're passionate.
Yeah.
I wish you all the luck. Again, thanks for inviting me out. I'm glad I'm here to show that even in Southwest Houston, A-Leaf area, you can cycle.
Yeah.
I could not have said it better. I'm Luke for Ride Bikes More, and we are out.
Mic check, test, test, test.